WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Millions of people are enduring dangerous heat and humidity in the Midwest, as WCBS-TV chief weathercaster Lonnie Dunn tells us.
The hotbed right now in terms of temperatures, midsection of the country. Chicago 97, feeling like 107. And we've watched a couple of cells, one coming in from Minnesota that's making its way toward the Chicago area. Colder air up around Minnesota as it encounters that hot air in Chicago. You've got the risk for severe weather.
The National Weather Service has issued heat warnings or advisories for 8 states, and several cities, including Chicago, have opened up cooling centers. Former President Donald Trump is increasing his public appearances for a campaign blitz. His campaign is calling Trump on steroids. CBS's Robert Costa is following him.
Hoping to rally his own base, Trump hits 3 critical blue wall states this week: Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan.
The most embarrassing day in the history of our country.
In Detroit, he linked Harris to the pullout from Afghanistan and to 3 years ago when 13 service members were killed in a suicide blast outside Kabul Airport.
A federal judge in Texas has brought to a temporary halt a large immigration program that opened up just last week to an estimated 500,000 immigrants in the U.S. without legal status but married to a citizen. More from CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez.
The judge prevented the Biden administration from approving new cases under this policy, but applicants under the order can still submit their applications to the Department of Homeland Security, but the department will be barred now from approving any cases.
2 people were found shot to death in a junior student's dorm room at Rice University in Houston. The university president says it appears to be a murder-suicide. One was a female student, and the other was a man who was not a university student and who apparently died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A recycling program in Houston is not living up to its promise. CBS's Ben Tracy explains.
Less than 10% of plastic gets recycled in the U.S., but the city of Houston is teaming up with plastic makers, including ExxonMobil, in an effort to recycle nearly all of the city's plastic waste. But 2 years after the program was announced, none of the plastic collected from households in Houston has been recycled yet. Critics argue what the industry calls advanced recycling has never worked at a scale large enough to combat the plastic waste crisis. Shell Oil Company just abandoned some of its advanced recycling plans, calling it unfeasible. Ben Tracy, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Germany is donating 100,000 Mpox vaccine doses to Africa. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More campaign stops here in Wisconsin this week as the 2 presidential campaigns eye to get the Badger State on their side. Former President Donald Trump is coming to La Crosse on Thursday. He'll be hosting a town hall. And just announced on Monday, vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance is coming to De Pere. He'll deliver a speech at a business. Vance in particular has been here a lot recently, even joking last week that he basically lives in Wisconsin now. The last visit from the Harris-Walz campaign was in Milwaukee on Tuesday. No word yet on their next visit. And some fast food workers in southern Wisconsin will soon be out of work. KFC is closing more than 24 locations across the Midwest. This specific group of restaurants is owned by a franchisee called FYM. 5 Wisconsin locations have shut their doors. They're in Beloit, Janesville, Reedsburg, Stoughton, and Watertown. That leaves 81 people without jobs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Badgers ready for a new season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Badgers host Western Michigan on Friday night. Wisconsin finished with a disappointing 7-6 record last season. Head coach Luke Fickell.
And if I would say anything about last year, that's where I think after week 1 and 2, I did recognize one of our shortcomings was our ability to problem solve. As things changed within a game, as things changed from the start of a game, because, I felt like last year we were really good with the things we prepared for, but we were not nearly as good with the things that we hadn't prepared for. And to be able to problem solve, and I think we'll get a great look at that in week one.
NFL, the Packers have a new backup quarterback. They traded a seventh-round pick to the Titans for Malik Willis, who now has to learn a new playbook by next week.
Without preparation, you never feel comfortable. You never feel like you're able to go do your best. I just want to take every day like this my last and just learn as much as I can, retain that information, and go out there and try to do it the next day.
That's the Packers' new backup quarterback, Malik Willis, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. One round of storms moving off to our east. Another round will be possible towards sunrise. Plenty of clouds and temperatures in the lower 70s. On Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms, some heavy rainfall, clouds, and temperatures near 80. Currently 71 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow joins us. We have Greg Wansnyder from Carroll University and a very special announcement from Dan Schaefer. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. As you know, I refer to Mr. Kennedy as Bob Kennedy because I don't want anybody to confuse him with his father, RFK, or Robert F. Kennedy. So I call him Bob Kennedy. And our old buddy Greg Palast has some history with Bob. And he's on the line with us. Isn't that great? In fact, he wrote a piece about it for his website, gregpalast.com, G-R-E-G-P-A-L-A-S-T.com. You can also find a great tweet about it over at Greg_Palast over on Twitter or whatever they call that thing now. Hey, Greg, welcome back to the program.
Glad to be back with you, Tom.
So your piece is titled, I Was on the Phone with RFK Jr. When He Lost His Mind. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I'm going to be very honest. It's very uncomfortable. Bobby was a very good friend of mine. We co-authored stories for Rolling Stone together with Jesse Jackson. He wrote the number one best-selling single-issue adult comic book of all time, Steal Back Your Vote. He did a chapter for my book, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. So we've spent a lot of time together.
Yeah.
But I was watching. And this is very uncomfortable for me to talk about. The only reason I'm talking about my friend's mental health condition is because he has now decided that he jumped into the presidential campaign despite his mental deficits. You talk about Biden. It's nothing compared to Bobby. He's got real serious problems. And now he's dropped out and endorsed Trump. And I'm sorry. I think that the nation needs to know who is making this endorsement of Trump and who's trying to bend this election that way.
Yeah. He and I were colleagues at one point. You know, he.
That's
and,
right. And I know that you're a friend of his too.
Yeah, he and we Mike had this show, Ring of Fire, and he was on my program. I was on his program. We've talked many times. I wouldn't say I have a personal relationship with him like you do, but
Well,
this
I did.
Was before
I mean,
he went nuts. I don't know if it's the brain or the dead bear or what.
For example, there were several incidents, including where we had a press conference we were supposed to do together. He was in the wrong city. I don't know why. And then I found out that he had just totally forgotten about things I had told him. I did a big story, an investigation for British television and The Guardian about how the Deepwater Horizon, when it blew up 17 months earlier. This story never came out in the U.S. 17 months earlier.
In Europe.
There was an almost identical blowout by a BP rig in the Caspian. Why am I bringing this up with Bobby Kennedy? Because he was involved in getting this story out. I had him on camera. We talked about it at length, and he totally forgot about it. And it caused some real tension. I didn't know what the heck was going on. And this is a constant problem where I'd say something to him. He's brilliant. And then suddenly he'd forget something that just happened a week before or something. And, I mean, it might sound minor, but he was – totally losing it in our discussions. He couldn't keep track of where we were, what we were doing, and something was wrong. I didn't get it. Now we've found out that there literally was a worm in his brain, a real live critter. And, you know, it's terrible. But you add that to the personal traumas he's had. I'm very sympathetic. How many people see their father's head blown apart on national television?
Right, when they're,
but,
when
you know,
they're
his reaction
like 12
to that,
years old or something.
Sirhan, a Palestinian who was upset with Bobby Kennedy Sr.'s support for Israel, killed him on national TV. And he still denied that Sirhan, even though there's the film right on TV, this guy shooting his dad. He's denied it. But now he's gone the other way. When he's a presidential candidate, say, we have to wipe out Hamas. The Palestinians are the most coddled people in the world. So it's like almost like now I'm going to get even with the people that applauded my father's killing. But it's, and of course, he spoke to his wife, Mary, who spoke to him just before she committed suicide. And he was blamed by the tabloids forcing her, you know, pushing her into suicide. This is cruel, cruel, terrible stuff. And so I understand why someone could be psychologically messed up. But as my partner said to me, you got to stay away from him now because he's going to blow up and you're going to be standing next to him when he goes, does his crazy thing. And then we communicated over. He did successfully taking on Big Pharma and getting mercury out of the MMR vaccine. But unfortunately, they went after him personally. The result was, Tom, that he has this like contrarian streak. So look, I agree with him. I don't buy much from Big Pharma. I don't buy much from what our government says.
Yeah.
But you have to give me the proof.
Yeah, no, he sent me a copy of his book and
there's no proof.
And
he doesn't have
reached out to me
crazy
and asked me to
stuff.
Read it, and I did, and I told him, I'm sorry, I can't endorse this.
No, so what's happened is that he is so skeptical of things that he will buy conspiracy theories of the worst order, like that his father was not killed by Sirhan.
Yeah.
It's because of his contrarianism and his psychological condition. But the problem is he doesn't know where he is. Sometimes he's completely lost. It's like when I start talking to him, it's like talking to a 92-year-old in a nursing home. And that's when my partner just said, look, we cannot associate. And the only reason I feel terrible about talking about a friend's mental condition, but he's trying to bend the United States presidential election.
Right.
That is unacceptable. Bobby, get some help. Don't punish America for your condition, which really needs some serious help.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally get it. I totally get it. And it's real unfortunate.
It's terrible.
I mean, you know, he's had a rough life, but that doesn't mean that he has to try and take down his country. This endorsement of Trump is just beyond the pale, frankly. I believe pretty much every member of his immediate family has repudiated his position.
Well, it's the final straw. It's not only the anti-vax stuff. People accuse him of being a conspiracy nut. The problem is that he is adopting. He's was right about several things we wrote about, vote suppression and that Kerry really won the election in 2005 if they didn't disqualify all these black votes. But he made up all these stories about, you know, computers flipping names and all this stuff that Donald Trump ultimately picked up.
Yeah.
We don't need – there's enough bad stuff going on out there right now.
Right.
Our governments do lie to us. Big Pharma does lie to us. Corporations lie to us and manipulate our system. But we don't have to make up wacky stories to get to that truth.
No,
Bobby, please get some help and don't take out your mental problems on America. It's a sad, it's horrible that I have to even say this, but
I've been biting my tongue. Greg, if I could change, we've kind of trounced this one. If we could change the topic just a little bit, you have been the guy on the vote stealing and voter intimidation beat, as it were, forever. And the New York Times is reporting that Lydia Martinez, a retired educator who lives in San Antonio, at 6 a.m., police came to her house and I don't know if they kicked in her door, but they're apparently doing that in Texas right now. She had complained publicly. She's a member of LULAC, you know, the Hispanic group.
Hispanic
down in Texas.
Organization, yes.
Right. She had complained publicly that she was not being sent mail-in ballots. And they raided her house. And she called up, and we just had at the top of the last hour, we had the director of the Texas LULAC on the program. And he said that he had called her up in tears and said, I can't afford to hire a lawyer to defend myself. And this is an attempt to intimidate Latinos in in Texas into not voting. Now, I know a couple of years ago when Ron DeSantis was running for re-election, correct me if I'm wrong on this, he arrested a whole bunch of black people and had them paraded in front of the cameras in chains for, quote, illegally voting. And my recollection, Greg, is that as a consequence of that, in that next election, almost a million black people fewer black people voted than in the previous election.
That's right. And it's very important to know that no one was convicted of illegal voting. They haven't found I only have three cases of illegal voting in Florida in the past decade. And they're three Republicans, by the way.
Right.
But so, it doesn't happen. So here's
this is now going on in Texas.
We are now.
Is this going to go national?
Give me that woman's number. I'm going to call Rodney Ellis, who's the commissioner. He's in our new film, Vigilantes, Inc.,
right.
America's new vote suppression hitmen, which will be premiered in Los Angeles September 8th, hosted by the extraordinary Tom Hartman. It will be released for general release on September 13. But Rodney Ellis, who runs Houston, is in that film. He's a great lawyer,
yeah.
And he is fighting like crazy these violent attempts to stop people from voting.
Yeah, Ken Paxton, they're kicking in doors all over Texas now,
yes,
apparently. Right
kicking
now,
in doors. Let me tell you, he was accused of forging 750,000 ballots, which is, I said, at 8 seconds each, that's about 200 years. But anyway, he supposedly forged these ballots. He was accused by Republicans of putting these stolen ballots into an air conditioning repairman's truck. These right-wing vigilantes who are hired by this billionaire, it's not just nutcases, you're talking big money. This billionaire hired these detectives. They ran the guy with the air conditioning truck off the road, almost killed him, pulled him out of his truck with a loaded gun to his head and said, give us those stolen ballots. He goes to the back of the truck, afraid they're going to put a bullet in his head. He opens it up and there's nothing but air conditioning parts in the back.
Right.
Thank God the Houston police showed up at that moment. Right. But this is the type of horrific, violent intimidation. And Commissioner Ellis, I'm sure, will be happy to work with the LULAC people in coming back and getting their votes. We saw this in Georgia. We saw this in Arizona. We're seeing this in Wisconsin and even in Michigan. This is real serious stuff. So go to gregpalace.com. And as of today, you can sign up to get your free copy of our film, which will come out. You'll get it when it's in general release in 3 weeks.
That's very cool. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to coming down to Los Angeles and hanging out with you on that. The story is at the top of Raw Story right now. It's titled Texas Officers Raid House of 87-Year-Old Woman Who Complained About Poor Ballot Access. And then there's a link in that article to the New York Times piece today. I really hope that Ken Paxton does not get away with this. This guy has slipped away from so many, he's been accused of so many crimes.
Yeah, he's a criminal.
Still the attorney general.
He's the attorney general, which is amazing. He was impeached, but they couldn't remove it. But we do have him in our film saying, right, he stopped. Ken Paxton, as attorney general, this Republican, crazy partisan attorney general, who's committed several crimes, no question that he's been bribed and committed bribery. And I don't say that lightly. But he also said he blocked Houston. He blocked our guy from our film, Rodney Ellis. He blocked Houston from sending out 2.5 million ballots during COVID so people wouldn't have to get in line and die to vote. Send out 2.5. They were mailing out 2.5 million ballots. Ken Paxton stopped the mailing out of ballots during COVID.
Right. This is how Republicans hang on to power.
Said, and this is a quote, if we hadn't stopped those ballots, Donald Trump would not have been elected. He would have lost Texas.
Wow. I mean, wow.
Hang on just a second. Basically,
this is the Tom Hartman program.
Greg, I'm sorry I'm out of time, but you can read all about it at gregpalace.com. Greg, thanks a lot for dropping by.
You're the best, Tom. Thank you.
Good talking with you. I'll see you in a week or two.
People are always is commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever. And ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trygve Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. They put out fake AI photos of
Taylor Swift saying that she endorsed him.
Right. And Trump retweeted that. And of course, all of that is untrue.
Don't mess with the Swifties. You'll have my daughters showing up.
I mean, it's
a
whole new level of Swift boating.
Trump in Las Vegas might get Swift boated, all right. Taylor Swift boated.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Do you get stressed because your monthly income just doesn't seem to cover the bills anymore? Well, you're not alone. Most Americans feel this way every day. Everything is still ridiculously expensive, and we're all reaching more and more for credit cards to cover the basics like childcare, insurance, power, food. It's tough. If you're feeling this way, you need to call American Financing. They're helping hardworking Americans just like you tap into their home's equity to pay off their high interest debt and even create some additional savings to be ready for whatever life throws your way. Interest rates have dropped, and a company like American Financing that never charges any upfront or hidden fees is the perfect partner to help you get into a better financial position. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month on average. Waiting is not an option. Call today. You may delay two mortgage payments. 888-675-4090. That's 888-675-4090. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. NMLS 182334. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. That's 888-675-4090.
Turn off that channel, it's filling you with lies, spreading fear and anger beneath those polished ties. They twist the truth and bend the facts, it's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away, don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox, so-called news. It's misleading, it's wrong, it's designed to confuse. It will rot your brain and make you mean. Turn off the noise and see the truth unseen. They profit from division and from the seeds of hate. They turn our friends to enemies and twist the public fate. They shout with indignation while hiding what is true. Don't let them take your kindness. Don't let them poison you. Don't listen to Fox.
There you go. 24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. A former FBI informant, Joe Moore, has written a new book about, it's called White Robes and Broken Badges. And it's about how the Klan has been recruiting law enforcement for years. I mean, probably for over a century. He infiltrated the Klan down in Florida over a decade-long period in the 2010s. He lived near Gainesville. He became the Grand Nighthawk in that local Klan group. He was the Klan security official. He disrupted a plot by three Klansmen who were prison guards to murder a black former inmate. He brought down two major Klan figures on behalf of the FBI, Grand Dragon Jamie Ward and Exalted Cyclops Charles Newcomb. He writes, in my first tour inside the Klan, the nation's first domestic terrorist group founded more than 150 years ago, I foiled a plot to assassinate then-candidate Barack Obama, only to witness the Klan use his election as a rallying cry and recruiting tool that ignited a firestorm within the white nationalist right. And, you know, spot on. You know, I recall that well. He says, after serving in foreign authoritarian countries, nothing I witnessed in them scares me as much as what we're facing at home now. Should we be afraid? With the 2024 election looming and democracy itself on the ballot, the answer is yes, we should be very afraid. The foreword of the book, this isn't just some crackpot guy. Jamie Raskin wrote the foreword of this book. And he writes that Moore, quote, shows how the Klan remains a critical entry point and organizing force for violent white nationalism in America. He tried to tell Florida law enforcement about the Klan's infiltration of state police and local police departments, and the DeSantis administration had no interest in this. In fact, state officials came out and said there was no information that the issue was any more broad than one case. He said, but I had a list of officers who were active members and actively recruiting other people and sending active Klan members into the law enforcement hiring process as well. But Ron DeSantis didn't want to hear it. After all, there have been Klan members who have shown up at DeSantis rallies, right? He thinks that about one-third of all Klan members are also members of other right-wing organizations as well. Scary stuff.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And also, about 20% of those arrested during the January 6th Capitol attack are believed to have some relationship to U.S. law enforcement. Grim stuff.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS. Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Tens of millions of Americans under excessive heat warnings and advisories. Dr. James Frame is chief medical officer at the Sherman, Texas Medical Center.
That heat becomes cumulative over the week, where the stress on the body builds into the next day and the next day. And by the fifth day, you've got yourself a pretty sick patient.
The Trump and Harris campaigns are arguing over microphones at the upcoming debate. Harris wants them kept open. Trump doesn't.
We agreed to the same rules, and I think that's probably what it should be. But they're trying to change it. The truth is they're trying to get out of it because she doesn't want a debate.
A judge has temporarily blocked a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants married to citizens.
16 Republican states have challenged these efforts, arguing that they reward immigrants for illegally crossing into the United States and then marrying an American.
CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's time to send kids back to school, and that means ensuring they're vaccinated to keep them and their classmates safe. Here's Melissa Kay.
The new guidelines for school vaccinations go into effect for the 2024-25 school year. These updates aim to provide better protection against serious diseases. Dr. Natalie Weeks is a family medicine physician.
Back in the day when we didn't have vaccines for these illnesses, unfortunately, children did pass away from these diseases, and we are very lucky that we have these vaccines.
Dr. Weeks encourages you to talk with your child's primary care provider.
And money from the National Park Service will help some historic sites here in Wisconsin. Grants will help maintain places like Ringling Brothers Circus Headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers Home Governor's Mansion and Chapel in Milwaukee, and the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. We've come a long way since Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore were forbidden to be seen in the same bed on The Dick Van Dyke Show. These days on cable TV, F-bombs drop, heads are blown off, and there are naked bodies aplenty. Not sure which era is better. But did you know that even the wholesome 1950s sitcom Leave It to Beaver battled network censors? And it had nothing to do with the title character's name. According to Cracked.com, an early episode of the show had Wally and the Beave get a pet alligator they wanted to keep in the toilet. The network said absolutely not, because showing toilets on network television in 1957 was an absolute not happening. Coincidentally, on that same episode, Wally and the Beave, love saying that, try to get their pet alligator to drink their dad's brandy. Then they drink some themselves, making the beaver day drunk. The network had no problem with that. It was the household item people do disgusting things to every day that they took issue with, even if they put the seat down when they were done. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. One round of storms moving off to our east. Another round will be possible towards sunrise. Plenty of clouds and temperatures in the lower 70s. On Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms, some heavy rainfall, clouds and temperatures near 80. Currently 71 degrees.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Pete Schwaba.
Dropping by on the next Nightlight is the owner of the Firehouse Comedy Club in Door County, Asher Brooks, and director, producer, musician, and founder of the fabulous website Wisconsinology, Frank Anderson.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
I'm going on for 20
But you've
years.
Had no taker. Is there anything in Project 2025 anywhere, and I don't know, it's a big read, that anything that would exclusively help the middle class?
Not to the best of my knowledge. Do you know of something?
Yeah.
What?
No, I don't. I've stumped people with your statement before. Name me one thing that the Republicans have done just for the middle class in the last 40 years.
Yeah.
And they can't do it.
No, you can't.
I don't think 2025 has anything either.
I would be surprised if it did, because, you know, I mean, it's written by plutocrats. It's of, by, and for the billionaires in America, so, of course.
If where would I go to? Well, anyway, I kind of knew that would be the answer.
There's three, if you want more information on Project 2025, if that was your where do I go question, go over to substack.com and plug in Project 2025, and you will find three newsletters that have Project 2025 in their title, and and all three, and they're all free, and all three of them are doing a pretty damn good job of explaining it. Also, Ali Velshi every weekend, you know, has been just taking one chapter at a time and deconstructing the thing. Lawrence O'Donnell has been all over it, so yeah, it's some pretty thorough stuff. So Gregory, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you. Thanks for listening to Sirius XM.
Thank you.
Yep. Bill in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, just fine. Beautiful day here on the West Coast, I understand, and so on the East Coast. Listen, I was telling your screener, he and I have become kind of friends, but since 1992, it's the last time I voted for a Democrat for president.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna vote for Vice President Harris. But I was reading an article today in the Washington Post. There were two articles, because I'm assuming you probably read the Post.
I do.
Was that when you talk about voter tamp down or whatnot, their position, it may have been an op-ed, that what the Democrats did to RFK Jr. was the same thing. Basically, when he was polling 15 to 20%, which would have gotten him on the debate stage under any of the normal rules, that earlier debate mainly kept him out. And so from that point on, it kind of minimized him as a candidate.
Yeah, I don't know that he was ever polling 15 to 20%. I've never seen any of his polls. I mean, there might have been a couple of state polls where he was hitting those numbers, but not nationally.
Well, I heard the same thing on Michael Subraconish, and he's kind of middle of the road when he brought up the same topic about that there was a thing. But why? I mean, the Republicans let Trump is going to win, but the Republicans let anybody that wanted to debate or how they want to do it, do it. And that, to me, is kind of a strange thing.
I don't recall Trump debating anybody in the primary, in a Republican primary.
I don't think it showed up for the debate.
That
was more the case.
There were no Republican primary debates, were there? Did I miss something?
The only debate would have been not in what you call the strict sense of the word.
No, Trump took over the Republican Party and then just said, "Okay, me." It's he's the candidate. I mean,
But I do have one other concern.
I mean Nikki Haley was, you know, kind of, you know, campaigning against him, sort of, but I don't recall him debating her. Maybe I missed it.
Well, yeah, what's a possibility? Because that, like in politics, going backwards, it's almost light years like going forward is.
No, but I don't, you know, he didn't keep, you know, Bob Kennedy wasn't, you know, allowed to debate on the Republican side any more than anybody else was. Donald Trump just didn't do debates.
But let me ask you another question, though, is this. Do you think that Vice President Harris is going to finally come out and actually take interviews or press conferences or something? Because the reason I'm going to vote for the positions that she currently has now, to me, are very middle of the road. A lot of them are.
Yeah.
Much towards the age 5 years ago. But nobody's had a chance to really, and you know, politics is that kind of game. I don't care which side of the fence you're on.
I get that this is the Fox News hit on her, but I have seen at least three times in the last 2 weeks when she's, you know, walked up to a press line and engaged the press for 10, 15, 20 minutes. She has been very clear about what she wants to do. Her policy positions are pretty explicit, as you said. You know, I think they're relatively moderate, frankly. They're not as progressive as I would like, but I think she's been there. I get that. She hasn't sat down with the New York Times, and Mr. Sulzberger is, you know, angry about that. But I think that's probably wise, actually, because they're just, the New York Times, sadly, and the Washington Post, too, under Jeff Bezos, you know, the Mr. Anti-Union, have both become kind of, you know, clickbait factories. They're just looking for, you know, they just want to do gotcha interviews and things like that. I think she's doing a very good job of communicating to the public.
Well, like I said, I hope so more comes out, because as much as I really dislike Trump, and that really is what it's boiled down to, it's not one of these. I'm like, the country's too split in the vote right now. The polling's showing it.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't like something on the other side, and they aren't all extreme. But I do like to have, you know, I like clarification on policy.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I think she's laying it out, Bill, and I'm sure that there will be more coming. The Democratic Party does produce platforms. And there is a Democratic Party platform, and she is running on that. And the Republican Party platform, you'll recall, you know, in the last election, 2020, was literally whatever Donald Trump says, that's what we agree to. And this time around, it's pathetic.
Yeah. I want to see that again. Yeah. I mean, I don't like to be that freeform,
yeah,
so to speak.
No, I get it.
My call. I appreciate it.
Sure enough. Anytime, Bill. Good talking to you. Rick in Cartersville, Georgia. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind today?
Tom, I think that Donald Trump deserves a little more recognition than what he's getting. You know, when you tell 162 lies and distortion in 64 minutes, you know, that's quite a feat. You know, I would think that it would have been might near impossible even for Trump.
Yeah, there's the Guinness Book of World Records when you need them.
Right. And, you know, in view of that, you know, that it has been said that he has told over 30,000 lies the 4 years that he was in the White House.
Right. The Washington Post documented that.
Yeah. But, you know, does that actually include the time he was on the golf course? You know, he spent more time there than he did anywhere else.
Yeah. Roughly every 3 days, Donald Trump took an entire day to play golf. This is after criticizing Barack Obama for playing golf, you know, just a handful of times during his presidency.
Right. In fact, you know, that I guess in Donald Trump's view, that one reason, I guess, that he might say that Kamala Harris is not qualified for president is because I've never seen her on the golf course.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to see her on the golf course. I want to see her doing the work of government, which is what she's really, really good at. Trump should, you know, just confine himself to his shabby golf motel and wife cemetery and leave the rest of us alone, you know, Rick?
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, they'll have a live watch party, election watch party, at cell block C in Attica State Prison.
Hang on. Judge Marchand is coming in about 3 weeks. So we'll find out. Yeah. Rick, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Spot
okay.
on. Good talking
All right.
to you. Patty in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Patty, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I've been listening to you for a long time, first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
What I'm concerned about is you've mentioned of the last couple of weeks about the billions of dollars waiting in reserve for ads for
yeah.
the Trump campaign. Well, it was interesting because yesterday I was online just looking at a recipe video,
mm-hmm.
which I do often. I love to cook. And while I was watching this video, three interruptions of Trump ads in one recipe video.
Really?
Yep. And it had, you know, this is Donald Trump, and I, you know how they start these ads out.
Sure.
And I was just, at, you know, you could, had to listen for like three or four, you know, and then you could skip it. But
yeah.
still, it interrupted three different times.
This is on YouTube?
I think they've already started.
Yeah. This was on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not surprised.
Yeah.
Not
they've
surprised,
already started. So.
Yeah.
My hope would be that they overkill it so much that people just get sick of it.
Yeah. I suspect the people are more hardened in their opinions than conventional wisdom would dictate. You know, I think the number of undecided voters is probably much smaller than most people realize.
Well, one would hope so, but yeah. I just wanted to put that out there and see if anybody else has noticed.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
constant.
Thank you, Patty. Yeah, we'll see
thank
if anybody
you, Tom,
calls in
for your show. We love it.
Thank you. Always great talking with you. Thank you, Patty. Appreciate the call. First call, actually. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, fair and only slightly unbalanced.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale.
I've heard Republicans say this is a coup. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris. Yeah, when I voted for Joe Biden in the primaries, I was voting for Kamala Harris to be his vice presidential running mate. In this case, Joe Biden stepped aside. We nominated Kamala Harris.
I think it's a little bit like the Dodgers complaining that the Braves starting pitcher who injured his shoulder yesterday isn't starting today.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gwyneth Paltrow, she has a company called Goop. You remember that project she sold? She found a way to bottle the scent of her privates.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a little pretentious. That's the last thing I would want to inflict on the population. Hey, everybody. Here's Pete's crotch. Line up. You can get it fresh here at the farmer's market, or you can buy it in aisle 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Do you get stressed because your monthly income just doesn't seem to cover the bills anymore? Well, you're not alone. Many Americans feel this way every day. Everything is still ridiculously expensive, and we're all reaching for more and more credit cards to cover the basics like childcare, insurance, power, and food. It's tough. If you're feeling this way, you need to call American Financing. They're helping hardworking Americans just like you tap into your home's equity to pay off their high interest debt and even create some additional savings to be ready for whatever life throws your way. Interest rates have dropped, and a company like American Financing that never charges any upfront or hidden fees is the perfect partner to help you get into a better financial position. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month on average. Waiting is not an option. Call today. You may delay two mortgage payments. 888-675-4090. That's 888-675-4090. AmericanFinancing.net/progress, NMLS 182334, NMLS consumeraccess.org. That's minutes before the hour. Richard in Highland Park, California. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Oh, what's up? It's such a big deal with Greg Palast, but I couldn't hear the thing because here in KPFK land, you're not on at that hour. Anyhow, they have determined this stun group that I talked to you about. I looked them up. They're just fascinating. And the plan is to, in honor of Jimmy Carter, to get a Jimmy Carter Center or a Carter Family Center in every state, have Greg Palast and Stacey Abrams run the things to get them together so that we have a complete 100% proper count in every state at the federal level when we vote for president.
Yeah, good luck with that. We just need to have legislation passed, you know, the John Lewis Voting Rights Enhancement Act, that says that vote explicitly. That voting is actually a right, not a privilege in the United States, that the Supreme Court is wrong every time they've said it's a privilege and not a right, that corrects those Supreme Court decisions and that strips the Supreme Court of their authority to strike this law down. It just needs to be explicit.
They've got a thing to go after the Supreme Court, starting with Sam Alito. I mean, I'm telling you, you should look these people up. I think they're online. STUN. Mm-hmm. Check them out, man. They are incredible.
I will do it, Richard. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Angelique in Chicago. Hey, Angelique, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Hope you can hear me okay.
Just fine.
Longtime listener, first time calling in.
Thank you.
So,
question for you, since you're the expert and I learn a lot from you, about the Supreme Court. There's been talk about Justice Sotomayor, her health,
yeah,
and whether or not, you know, she either might step down or people are thinking under Biden she should. My concern is whether or not Biden has, like, I don't know if you remember with Obama, he was denied the opportunity with more than a year left in his term to appoint a Supreme Court justice.
Correct.
Would that be the same case? Could the likes of Mike Johnson, not Mitch McConnell, but, you know, stop Biden in the event that she does step down for health reasons or other reasons?
The House has no say in the matter. The judges are only confirmed by the Senate. And right now, Democrats control the Senate by one vote. But if John Tester loses in Montana, then it's possible that because West Virginia is already going to go Republican, you know, now that Joe Manchin is retiring and Jim Justice, the governor of the state, is running for that seat, and he became a Republican. So it's all going to probably come down to Montana. If the Republicans can gain control of the Senate, then they could block President Harris from appointing a good replacement, or force her into doing something like, what happened with Obama, which was, Obama picked Merrick Garland because he was the middle of the road guy. In fact, he was recommended to Obama by Orrin Hatch, the right-wing Republican senator from Utah, as somebody that all the Republicans would vote for. And that's why Obama, nominated Merrick Garland. Rather than a genuine progressive or even a genuine Democrat.
Exactly.
And so it's going to, if we lose the Senate, it's going to be real difficult with regard to the Supreme Court and with regard to the courts in general. So
so to that end, would you not suggest, but I mean, we can't make a justice step down. Like, I love RB, I love Ruth, but I feel like her time to have stepped down
She should have stepped down much earlier.
Yeah.
She should not have.
So if Sotomayor does it, and based on what you're saying, the composition is, we'd have a better chance under Biden before the end of the year versus under Harris with these races in limbo, or no?
Well, yeah, actually, possibly. I suppose it's possible. I would guess, though, that if first of all, we don't know if Sonia Sotomayor actually wants to step down. I mean, she's a type 1 diabetic, and the sophistication of monitoring insulin and administering insulin pumps and these little things you can wear on your arm that tell you what your blood sugar is. They've become very, very sophisticated now, so that type 1 diabetes is not. It doesn't wreck your health as easily as it did just 20 years ago when you experienced these wild blood sugar swings.
Yes.
So
you're so right about that.
She may be in good health, and she might be fine for another, another 5 or 10 years, for all we know. She's only 70. Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito are 74 and 73, as I recall. So. They're in their 70s anyway, so they definitely want a Republican. I think that's one of the reasons that they're pushing so hard to give Trump immunity and everything else. Angelique, I've got to run. I'm sorry. Thank you for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag. You're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself, the people around you. Stay safe.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food dog whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers stops by for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, what's grinding his gears and more. Be here.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour.